This is Day to Day. I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. More political news. Democratic Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi making history, the first woman to become Speaker of the House of Representatives. We're joined again by NPR's senior political correspondent Juan Williams, a regular Friday guest on Day to Day. Hi, Juan.
How are you, Alex? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Hey there, Juan.
Hey, Luke. Happy New Year, Luke.
Thanks, Juan. You know, this was a real big moment for Nancy Pelosi yesterday. I mean, it was on every TV channel, the sort of live coronation, if you will, of her as Speaker of the House. How does she make the most out of this moment? How does she sort of capture that momentum?
Well, the first thing she has to do is to make sure that she's got the Democrats 100% behind her. At this moment, it appears that's the case. Even the conservative Democrats who came in to give her the 31-seat majority that the Democrats now hold. At the moment, what they're saying is we realize that our committee assignments and all our hope for having any influence around here rests with Nancy Pelosi. And Pelosi's been very stern. She's not going to be a light hand on the gavel. She's made it very clear she's in charge and control and not going to be pushed around by the boys.
You know, Juan, she's set out this domestic agenda, the now famous 100 hours, things they're going to get done. But I kept hearing reporters yesterday asking Democrats, not just Nancy Pelosi, Iraq, Iraq, Iraq. And I'm not sure the Democrats are ready to talk about that.
That's true. There is not really a strong sense of exactly what the Democratic proposal would be for Iraq. Of course, the big moment approaches next Wednesday when the president gives his speech detailing his plans for going forward in Iraq. The talk around town is all about a limited surge, which is not pleasing the left or the right. And the likes of Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid, and we should stop and mention for a second that Harry Reid was sworn in yesterday.
Oh, that's
yesterday.
Right. The Democrats took control of the Senate.
Harry Reid was clearly pushed to the side, marginalized yesterday, and all this, as people around here are calling it, Pelosi-palooza. But the clear signal from Democrats is that they will try to mount the case that this administration has badly managed the war in Iraq, that they will go along to the point of letting the president hang himself, if you will, with this limited escalation in the number of troops and changes in terms of generals on the ground. But the sense is that the administration knows that they really don't have any good options and that even Republicans are running from the White House on this and saying that it looks as if the administration is just waiting for the next president, be it a Democrat or Republican, to be there the day that all the chaos comes as people are rescued and taken out of the green zone and Iraq is left to fight for itself.
Well, that's a sort of interesting question, Juan, because yesterday, as everyone saw over on Capitol Hill, it was, at least rhetorically speaking, it was a love fest. Talk a lot about bipartisanship and we're going to work together. How's that playing over at the White House? Are they on board with that idea?
They just had Harriet Myers, who was the White House counsel, announce her departure. But this has been planned now for several months. And the reason is they're anticipating so many oversight hearings and requests for information, documents, some of which have already been turned down, requests for documents about detainees and interrogation techniques. All of that is coming, and they are girding for battle and making sure that they're going to expand and put more aggressive people in the counsel's office to fight Democrat oversight committees. The president wrote this week in the Wall Street Journal that when it comes to Iraq, the Democrats can cooperate if they are about winning the war. So that's about as much bipartisanship as he has in mind on the central issue of the day.
And I bet none of those Democrats have forgotten that before the election, Mr. Bush and other Republicans were saying, you vote these guys in and they're going to give away Iraq. So more rhetoric to come. NPR senior political correspondent Juan Williams back with us. Thanks, Juan.
You're welcome, guys.